Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. I'm telling you what, these Blog Talk Radio calamities are just too much at times. I really don't know why I'm paying the $40 that I am. It's literally one thing after another here. Jason Amigo, The Rock Blues and News Show, home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Like I say many, many, many times over and over again over the course of this show, still kind of a baby. This is our 14th episode, but what I say is, I lost my train of thought. Things are just getting ridiculous. I have this new update that they just did. I have, like I said, calamities that I'm just dealing with over here. I don't even remember what I was going to say. Anyway, we got a good show nonetheless. It's been a while. I try to prepare for these things, but I just really, it's difficult when you have, I got to shut this off. It's difficult when you have multiple factions of life happening at once. I have this, I'm going to talk a little bit about myself. I like keeping it more about the music, but I will talk about myself because it's been a little while. I want to update you all on what's going on as far as why I haven't been doing shows for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. I'll go through these binges of Blog Talk where I'm able to broadcast, you know, for a good week or two straight, and then something will happen and I'll get derailed. You know, it's always something. But nonetheless, what ended up happening was been mixing the new album for, probably the last 2 or 3 weeks. And what's ended up happening is, you know, I've just lost track of time. I know I'm complaining time and time again about Blog Talk, but it's just, it's one of those things, one of those online establishments. It's just such a headache at times. I just can't believe it. Guest call-in number 347-215-6357. If you want to call in, folks, I really just try to keep a good attitude despite all the technical difficulties. If we go down again, I just, there's really nothing I can do about it. You're dealing with multiple mediums here, a balance between Skype software and Blog Talk Radio, and it's just between the two, things just technical difficulties occur just at a prodigious amount. It's just almost unbelievable, you know. But enough of that. We got a great show. I want to first say that I had the pleasure of being on Taxi Dave's show in the New York tri-state area. If you live there, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, tune in to 7:10 a.m., 8 p.m. Or I'm sorry, yeah, 7:10 a.m. the station at 8 p.m. That's the broadcasting hour. Taxi Dave's the number one listened to, as far as the ratings are concerned, number one listened to show on that station for Sunday nights. And I had the pleasure of meeting him at Orange County Choppers at a new blues show with Slam Allen. We opened up for him. It was the second time we've done that. Slam's just, you know, incredible at what he does. It's always great getting to play with a great like Slam Allen. But was on the show and really, really enjoyed it. He plugged me in front of the tri-state area, and that's always appreciative. So I want to give a shout out to him and promote his show as well. If you are in the tri-state area, you just want to hear some great facts and figures concerning the Metropolitan Transit Authority system and establishment. It's a very educational show program as far as learning facts and figures as far as cabs and tips on how to deal with some of the pricing and some of the breaking news on some of the bridges and tolls, and it covers a whole vast amount of information that I think is pretty interesting. So check it out when you get a chance. But we got a great show for you tonight. I have this kind of new band, but they're not new because they've been around for about 3 or 4 years, and however you want to classify new, that's kind of a subjective statement and subjective ground. But we have the Winery Dogs up for a playlist here. And just a quick background on them. We have Mike Portnoy on drums, Billy Sheenan. Mike Portnoy is on from Dream Theater. Billy Sheenan, the great bassist, famously known for playing with David Lee Roth in the 80s after Van Halen with Steve Vai. And can't remember the drummer's name. Let me look this up real quick. And then we have Richie Kotzen on guitar and vocals. But, I mean, they all sing. It's great. Let me get this up here real quick on Google. He's one of my favorite drummers, too. I don't know why I can't remember his name. Come on. Solo career. Here we go. Greg Bassinet, of course. Don't know how I forgot that. Anyway, so the whole deal here with this band, it's one of those super star groups, all-star groups, I think is what it's really called nowadays, all-star band. But you have these three bigwigs, and I really enjoy their sound. They have good vocals. I think their songs are pretty well written. Billy Sheenan is one of my favorite, if not favorite, rock bassists. And the guy is just incredible. Richie Kotzen is new to me. I was actually checking out some of his playing on YouTube, some of his guitar licks and lessons. I mean, you know, the crazy thing about this business is, and the entertainment industry, is there's so many great players in the music business that just are somewhat invisible to the public eye for some reason. I don't know how this happens. There's just so much talent. That's probably how this occurs. But I really see this guy as a real great guitarist. One of my new favorites. I haven't even began to indulge in his playing and his way of thinking on the instrument. I'm really looking forward to watching more of his videos, but check him out. Mike Portnoy is just another great drummer. Very, very well known in today's realm of playing. You know, very, very famously known with Dream Theater. I'm not too familiar with Dream Theater's music. I have to get into it more myself. Why it was never my thing, I'm not sure. It may be my thing now. But the... Let me see if I can find the track here. I'm going to have to search for this. Yeah, and when I was trying to upload, I was running into all sorts of problems. All sorts of problems as far as getting these songs on. You know, it's just one thing after another here. 347-215-6357 is the guest calling number to Blog Talk Radio. Home of the classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. The Rock, Blues, and News Show here, Jason D'Amico. Want to thank you all for tuning in. I know we're over 1,000 listens, and I'm really going to try my best to make this more of a scheduled programming, a more consistent programming. I really love doing the show. I just can't, for some reason, I just can't stay consistent with it. Something happens in my schedule that permits me from really doing this, but I just need to buckle down and really stick with it, pretty much like anything else in life, make it a habit. So, want to thank you all for listening once again. And this is the Winery Dogs. It's off of their album Elevate, which came out, I believe, in 2013. Yes. They only have one. Wait a minute. They only have one album. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Well, anyway, this is Elevate. I listened to the tapping, listened to the drum rolls. A lot of great things happening here. Great vocals as well. A lot of talent in this band. Kind of like Chicken Foot, kind of like, David Lee Roth's band after Van Halen. I mean, Van Halen as well. The list goes on and on. But I'm going to stop yapping here. Let's get to the track. Enjoy. Elevate, Winery Dogs. Winery Dogs, Blog Talk Radio, Rock Blues News Show, Jason D'Amico here delivering classic rock, classic blues, and outrageous news. Trying to find an outrageous news story. By the way, April Fools, for those of you who did not realize that it was, I can't believe I didn't say anything about it earlier on in the show. I made a couple of prank phone calls to my friends. Claiming to be a Comcast guy harassing them is pretty amusing. 347-215-6357 is your guest calling number to call in. I got a story here. I want to read it before I want to peruse it before I read it, if anything. It's kind of funny. No, it's not funny at all. Well, it's just, you know, it's just outrageous. There you go. I will, I'll come back to that. Man, there's just so much garbage on the internet. It's amazing to me. especially on Huffington Post. I haven't done this show in 2 or 3 weeks. It's just I forgot how crazy this this site is looking for outrageous news. But anyway, I have another track here that I want to get into as well. I have a couple. I got to figure out which one I want to play next. There's so many ways I can go with the show. I just feel like if I start talking, I'm not going to be able to stop. There's this. I was listening into, I'll talk about this briefly. I was listening into the radio, excuse me, going in, we were recording for this album. I was playing guitar on one of my friends' albums, friends, plural. Some people that I know were writing some songs and some friends of mine, and we went up the track up in Woodstock, and I was driving up, and we were kind of this caravanning thing, get up to the studio. It was about an hour north of where we are, and I had the radio on, WPDH, which is one of my favorite stations, 101.5 FM in the Hudson Valley. If you guys don't know of this and you're in this area, I'd be very surprised if you're listening to this show and you don't know that WPDH exists. In my opinion, it's the greatest rock and roll radio station on the East Coast, as far as I know. I haven't been anywhere else past Tennessee, so I wouldn't be able to speak for the middle region of the country and the western region of the country. But the this station plays everything that I love. You know, they'll play, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. That's really about it. I don't think they play anything from the last 15 years. I don't blame them. I wouldn't be one to proliferate it or encourage it. But nonetheless, where I'm driving up and Foghat comes on, Slow Ride. But it's the extended version, and I'm sitting there. I haven't really, the last time I heard the extended version, I don't even know when it was, years ago, probably when I was in high school, 5 years ago. But oh my God, it's just amazing. This track, I cannot, there's just something about being in the car, driving on an interstate, listening to this 8 minute something second, long extended version of Slow Ride, the original version before they cut it for radio play. And I'm thinking to myself, any station that plays this version of Slow Ride is acceptable. If a radio station doesn't play the long version of Slow Ride, I've got a real big problem with that. Of course I'm biased. Of course, I like B-side jams. B-side excerpts, tracks, whatever noun you want to put in there. There's nothing quite like them. Before I play this track for you, another thing, Grand Funk Railroad, we got to do a whole show. You know what I might do? I might do a whole series on Grand Funk Railroad. Would that be stretching it? Would that be too biased and stretching it? Too dogmatic? Would that be too much to ask of the listeners to dive into some Grand Funk for, I don't even know, like 5 or 10 episodes? Grand Funk has, I'm getting derailed here. I'm kind of circumlocuting and beating around the bush here with a lot of great classic rock and roll. I can't believe half the show is almost gone, but I just can't. I'm so beside myself, the fact that this music, I feel like there's just a dying percentage every day that's dying off, disintegrating to the pop gods. I mean, it's like we got to get a grip, folks. Grand Funk claims that disco killed them. I think disco. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know if disco killed Grand Funk. They had some political issues in the band and personality issues. But I don't know how I go from Foghat to Grand Funk. I'm not trying to be, arbitrary or just unfocused. But the whole scene, you know what? You know why I brought it up? Because there's a parallel between the B-sides, that raw, organic, sheer, hit the red light, let the 2-inch tape roll, and just play the music. We've lost that. I hope it comes back. I really hope it does. I really hope it does. I'm not sure how orchestrated and produced Slow Ride was, that extended version. It sounds pretty thorough compared to some of Grand Funk's earlier work and even some of their later work with Zappa and whatnot when he was in production. But, I gotta do a whole series on Grand Funk Railroad. We may even start it soon. We may just start it real soon. Getting sidetracked here. Running away with rock and roll. 347-215-6357 is the guest call-in number once again. I actually have it memorized now. I was berating it and bashing it to hell. Just couldn't take the new number. What was it? I mean, still, it cannot. It is the 646. 347-1221 is still unmatched, lionized, canonized, whatever big word you want to use. It is still the prime example of just incredible call-in digits. I got to stop with the vernacular. Let's go to or the colloquialisms. Let's go to go to Foghat. See if I can. I gotta dial. No, I don't have to dial one in. Here it is, showing up right in front of me. All right, folks, we're going in for the long haul here. 8:14 in the Slow Ride. We're going into this just tunnel of rock funk. Keep your windows up. Put the AC on, recirc, because we're going in this funky tunnel And I mean, it's just gonna take you somewhere. You're going in. You know you're going in. It's gonna get funky. It's gonna get real tight. And we're gonna come out the other side, and I don't know, just applaud the performance afterwards. That really went in a direction that I did not think it was going to go into. And that could be taken as a... yeah, we're just going to leave that as it is. I'm going to get some stats up with the band. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelts. Oh, man. I love this track so much. I mean, just listen to this bass, line.
Thank you.
if you don't play the full version, you should not exist on the radio and call yourself a rock station. Oh, man. I mean, that bass line is just... Oh. Words do not even describe that groove. 347-215-6357. Wrapping up. About two-thirds of the way done here, actually. I got so intoxicated and infatuated by that 8 minutes of just purity that I forgot to, you know, proofread the outrageous news story here. It's kind of a chill night. I got to start getting some ghosts on ghosts. Yeah, I got to get some ghosts on this program. Got to start getting some guests on this program, which we will start doing. I'm going to have some guest artists come on. We'll play some of their music. Get some new rock blues artists on here as well. Speaking of the blues, I do want to play some Hendrix. You know, people are always usually stringing Hendrix to the rock, the psychedelic era. He was a chief in that. That's fine. He could be known for that. But I really, he's got a huge blues influence as well. Now, I can find this thing. Half of you probably know already what I'm going to play. It's fine. Those of you who haven't heard or you're not as familiar with Hendrix, let me give you a little secret here. I did not originally like Hendrix. I can't tell you why. Honestly, I couldn't, even if I tried. I don't know why I didn't like him. You know what? No, I can tell you why. Because I was a drummer. But that doesn't make any sense, because his playing is very rhythmic. You would think that a drummer would find his playing very appealing because of that rhythmic quality. But for whatever reason, I just wasn't into him. For whatever reason. But that all changed in high school. You know, exchange music, and you're listening to different things. You're exposed to different types of music. And, I mean, I knew a lot of – I knew the trio thing long before Hendrix. I knew Hendrix existed. I just didn't understand why he was so lionized and deserving of all these accolades. I thought that for certain – he was overrated. That is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. But yes, was he a limited player? Yes. I think some people shoot me for saying that, but when you look at what he did, he revolutionized the rock genre. Now, who am I to make this opinion? This is just my own opinion through the mic, through my Bluetooth wireless piece, through Skype, through Blog Talk to you out of your speakers or headphone set. This is just my humble opinion. I think without understanding Hendrix's playing, one can really not understand the balance between rhythm and soul. I think some of the greatest guitarists of all time are able to provide both entities at once, both elements at once. But once again, this is just my opinion, my perspective on it. Because every single guitar player that I really like plays great rhythm as well and incorporates it into the soloing. Mark Farner, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Hendrix, list goes on and on. Let's take a listen to this. Because the tone's great. I'm not sure. It sounds like he's playing through a Marshall. I'll see if I can get some stats on, or some, what am I trying to say here? Some facts. I don't know what I was trying to say. Before I play this, I do want to say Foghat, Peverett, wrote that song. I think he was the lead singer for Foghat, frontman for Foghat. This was done in 70. When was it? 77? 75. Fool for the City. Okay. Give me a break here, folks. I wasn't even a thought then. Times, I don't even know why I do this show. It's pretty. I am the definition of an anachronism. I do not belong in this time frame. But I do because I'm here. It's far out, man. As the dude would say on the California coast. Slow Ride, song composed by Dave Peverett, recorded by the British rock band Foghat, appearing on their fifth album, Fool for the City, 1975. It also appeared on Foghat Live, 1977. Named by VH1, 45th best hard rock song of all time. I could agree with that. I'd put it up there further than that. Wonder what's number one. Back to Hendrix. Back to... Oh, man. All right, here we go. Look out now. you know, he's the man. 347-215-6357. Noel Redding on base. And don't tell me I can't remember this drummer's name. Mitch Mitchell. So glad I didn't have to look that up. This story is just, it's disgraceful, but hysterical somewhat. I hate laughing at other people's expense, but this is just ridiculous. Police in Akron, Ohio, however you pronounce it, I've never even heard of it, said Jefferson 50 allegedly stabbed her boyfriend in the groin with a pen Sunday evening after he ate all the salsa in their house. Jefferson's boyfriend, Lonnie D. Bucker, 61, that's a big age gap, told police that he and the accused were arguing about the salsa consumption when she allegedly stabbed him with the pen. I love how they use the word allegedly. It's like they can't just come out and say, yeah, definitely stabbed him with the pen. Allegedly. That word will get you out of anything. This is the suspect walked over to the TV and threatened to knock it on the floor. Bucker grabbed the TV. Jefferson allegedly walked to the kitchen to grab a knife and used it to cut him in the stomach. Wow, that's graphic. Responding officers found him on the floor, clutching his stomach. Abdominal region. That's unless his stomach was actually hanging out. That's not what it says. Buckner was taken to a nearby hospital and treated for injury. Could you imagine this? Believed to be non-life threatening. Okay, so he got stabbed. He got cut up. Jefferson was arrested a short time when officers pulled her over on the highway. She allegedly admitted to stabbing Buckner, and she did it because she wanted to leave. She's charged with I've never even seen it in this wording before. Felonious assault, I think that's correct. And criminal damaging, and booked into the Summit County Jail. Whatever that is, I guess it's in Ohio. In there for felony. I don't blame them. So many crazy, crazy stories on this website. Unbelievable. All right, so I have a couple of things that I have some homework that I need to do for this show. I'm gonna get some people on the show, get some artists on the show, make this thing a little bit more interesting from time to time again. I think people are getting a little, I can't speak for people, but I can speak for myself. I'm getting bored. Can't get bored with the music, but I'm getting bored myself. Could talk to hours to the wall about what I'm not sure, but it's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming close to the end here. Pretty much covered everything I wanted to cover in this hour, which is great. We may actually cut out with some Grand Funk Railroad. We may do that. No, we're not. Real quick, anybody catch Van Halen last night and Jimmy Kimmel? And the night before, which would put us at, January, February, March, 31 days in the year or month. I do my knuckle thing to figure it out. If you start, I don't have enough time to explain it, but February, so the 31st and the 30th, Monday and Tuesday of this week, it's Wednesday, obviously, April Fools, April 1st, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Jimmy Kimmel, Van Halen's on tour, by the way. Check it out. YouTube it. Google it. It's all over. Go to the website, VanHalen.com, for the tour schedule. They're going to be hitting all the major cities pretty much in the United States this year, 2015. David Lee Roth is leading this with Eddie Van Halen, Wolfgang, Eddie's son, and Alex. So everybody except Michael Anthony. I will be seeing them on tour. I had the flu a while back when they did this David Lee Roth tour with Wolfgang, I think in 08 or 09, long time ago, and got the flu, unfortunately, couldn't make it. But I will definitely be making it out to that. So get some Van Halen up here in the queue. We're going to go out with some Van Halen. What do I have on here? Sean, I only have one Van Halen song on the playlist. What is this? I'm telling you, man. So it's always something on here. Well, anyway, they're going on tour. The Tokyo. I gotta look this up. Just throwing this information around, folks, without being 100% committed to. Let's see. Google's a beautiful thing. Really is. Let's see. Van Halen new tour. What is the name of their new album? I think it just came out, too. Tokyo something. What is this? Tokyo Dome. That's right. And David Lee Roth really into Tokyo Dome. By the way, if you see, I'm like all over the board right now. If you see, check it out, YouTube. Van Halen. David was just somewhat unable to sing. He hit himself in the nose with was doing this samurai sword thing, waving it around like a baton. Hit himself right in the nose, and they stopped the bleeding off stage real quick, but they had to take him off to the hospital. This was Monday night, put 14 stitches in his nose, was back Tuesday again, and finished out. He sounded a lot better Tuesday night. They did Hot for Teacher. He was pretty much on key. First night, not so much. But Diamond Dave is, I'm sorry, Van Halen's, front man. Sammy Hagar, completely great talent. It's a completely different band. Completely different subject and category. All right. Van Halen on Fire off of the first album, Van Halen entitled album from 78. Michael Anthony on bass. David Lee Roth on vocals. Alex Van Halen on drums. Eddie Van Halen on guitar. Jason D'Amico here, Rock Blues, a new show. It's been a pleasure, folks. Looking forward to episode 15. Let's even get a guest on the show. Not a ghost, but a guest. Be good. God bless, and keep on rocking.